It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, Cracker Barrel has been in the news lately.
Between Taylor Swift and Cracker Barrel.
Like,
it's
dominating
the headlines.
Really, it truly is. Cracker Barrel changed their logo.
I heard.
It was like a week ago, I think it was, or something like that.
Is that all it was?
I think so. And people lost their minds and were so offended and upset that they took the old man and they took the barrel off the logo. And it was kind of boring.
They made the font more boring, too.
But people were very upset about it. So they changed it back. They changed it right back.
Here we go.
Yeah. So I thought that today we'd talk about the old Cracker Barrel.
You know, I will give a company credit if they make a move and then there's a reaction from their patrons. I mean, who cares what people who aren't your patrons think?
Yeah.
But if your patrons are... And you say, all right, made a mistake, we'll switch it back.
Didn't realize how many of you had a connection to the old man and the barrel.
Exactly. But... You know, I think that says we're a good company. We respond to our people.
So Cracker Barrel was founded in 1969 by a guy named Dan Evans, who worked as a wholesaler for Shell, the gas company, right as the interstate system was taking off. And he needed a way to overcome the loss of business at service stations that were no longer on main tourist routes because of the interstate.
Interstates, right, yeah.
So designed to resemble the traditional country store that he remembered from his childhood, with a name chosen to give it a southern country theme, Cracker Barrel was intended to attract the interest of highway travelers. The first restaurant was built close to Interstate 40, just outside Lebanon, Tennessee. It opened September 19th, 1969, and the early locations all featured gas pumps on site. So you go get your gas, go get a meal, sit on the porch in the rocking chairs.
I love the porch.
But during gasoline shortages in the mid to late 70s, they began to build restaurants without the gas pumps. So today there are 657 restaurants in 44 states.
Jeez, wow.
Yeah.
44, okay.
Multiple origin stories of the name exist. Barrels of soda crackers could be found for sale in small-town stores all across the American South in the early 1900s. People would stand around the barrels chatting and catching up, very similar to, like, water coolers today.
In the office.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So since 1977, Cracker Barrel has incorporated a logo featuring Uncle Herschel. So that's the guy in the logo is Uncle Herschel.
Right.
Colloquially known as Old Timer.
Okay.
An illustration of a man resembling company founder Dan Evans' real-life uncle, Herschel McCartney.
Oh.
Yes.
All right, so based on a real dude.
Yeah.
Right.
Uncle Herschel.
Uncle Herschel.
Yes.
Right.
The locations are themed around the idea of a traditional U.S. general store, southern U.S. general store. Items used to decorate each store are authentic artifacts, including everyday objects from the early 1900s and after. Each location's exterior features a front porch lined with wooden rocking chairs, while the interiors all include five common decorations. So at every single Cracker Barrel, all 657, you will find a shotgun, a cook stove, a deer head, a telephone, and a traffic light.
Really?
Yes.
All of them? All 600?
600 whatever stores.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Restaurants, yeah.
Okay.
Every table also has a wooden peg solitaire game.
I do like that.
And those rocking chairs on the front porch are very popular. They're made by the Hinkle Chair Company in Springfield, Tennessee. And Cracker Barrel sells around 70,000 rocking chairs every year.
At the restaurant?
I don't know at the restaurant or online.
You order them online?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can't imagine, I mean, how many people are going to strap that to the top of their car while they're on vacation? I don't know.
We're driving across country and we'll pick up a rocking chair halfway across.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I will say, we had this conversation off the air earlier that of all the restaurants, you know, you get to a restaurant, they tell you like 30-minute wait.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. They got the gift shop. They've got a deck, like
it's
a porch of rocking chairs.
Yeah.
It's got to be the best restaurant to have a wait at.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So each Cracker Barrel location averages around 1,000 authentic artifacts. So these aren't like replicas. These are like authentic, real antiques.
Around the dining room.
Each a reflection of an earlier era and its specific community. So it's like based on wherever the store is.
So the one in Henrietta, artifacts from Marketplace Mall.
That's
when it used
right,
to exist.
Exactly.
I see.
Yes. The practice began with the first location, which was decorated by Lebanon, Tennessee antique store owners Don and Kathleen Singleton. The Singletons continued to be involved in decorating subsequent stores until 1979, followed by their son Larry, who held the role until his retirement in 2019.
Jeez.
So they have a specific person who helps out and sources all these
antiques. They've got artifact people, and they've got rocking chair people.
Yeah. Items acquired by the company to be used as decorations are centrally stored in a Tennessee warehouse where they're cleaned, restored, and cataloged until needed. As of 2018, the facility held more than 90,000 items.
Do they swap them out?
Maybe like, do they
do. Like a rotating...
Could be.
Like a museum might with pieces.
Right, yeah. So Cracker Barrel is known for the loyalty of its customers, particularly travelers who are likely to spend more at restaurants than locals. Mm. From 1977 to 2017, a married couple named Ray and Wilma Yoder drove a combined total of more than 5 million miles to visit 644 Cracker Barrel locations.
Yeah.
That's an average of 342 miles per day.
You do what you got to do, yeah. Sarah.
When the company opened their 645th restaurant in Oregon in August of 2017, which also happened to be Ray Yoder's 81st birthday, it flew them out for the grand opening and presented them with custom aprons and rocking chairs, among other gifts.
That's cute. I remember reading a story about them coming to the one in Henrietta.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I guess when you have nothing better to do, that's a cool thing to do, right?
You know, see the country, right?
Yeah. Now, this might surprise you, but Cracker Barrel has a gold record and a Grammy Award.
It does surprise me, right.
So they have frequently collaborated with Dolly Parton, first working with her in 2009 on the collector's edition of her album, Backwoods Barbie.
Okay.
In 2012, Dolly Parton gave them their first ever certified gold record with An Evening with Dolly, a two-disc live album. Then in 2017, they teamed Dolly up with the vocal group Pentatonix, the acapella group, for a special collaboration on a remake of her 1975 hit Jolene, which earned the company its first ever Grammy Award for Best Country Duo / Group Performance and gave Dolly her 9th Grammy Award.
Applebee's, let's see you do that.
Yeah.
Olive Garden, step up to the
game. Right,
Come on. All right, very good. You picked out a record to go along with Cracker Barrel, did you, Sarah?
I did. So because they're all located pretty much near a highway, we're going to play Carefree Highway by Gordon Lightfoot.
Love it. Love some Gordon Lightfoot. Sarah, thanks so much.
Slip away on you.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Oh, he makes you relax. Gordon Lightfoot's Carefree Highway. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
They're all along the highway, everywhere you go, pretty much.
Let's recap three things plus take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready, wait for it, and go.
Okay, Cracker Barrel was originally founded to help sell gas.
The antiques on the wall are authentic, with each location averaging about 1,000 artifacts.
And Cracker Barrel sells around 70,000 rocking chairs every year.
My good golly.
Yeah.
Wild stuff. Fascinating, though. I'm glad we talked about it. Now I really do want to go to Cracker Barrel.
I know.
Yeah. They don't take reservations, though, I believe, right?
Probably not.
Just go sit in a rocking chair. Wait your turn. Yeah. Folks want to learn more about Cracker Barrel. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, you can watch this unfold live on Facebook. Plus, we shared some extra information about the gift shop on Cracker Barrel on Facebook Live. And so catch it there every day at 4:10, plus the archives of it at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner channel. You'll see the archives up there to watch and learn at your convenience. And you're back tomorrow at 4:10 with a brand new episode.
We're back Thursday.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
We got Lynyrd Skynyrd coming up, some Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and more stuff you will absolutely love on Legends 102.7.
Hello, this is John Dunn.